Hello and welcome to ADHD Mums. In this podcast, we tackle the tough, often unspoken realities of motherhood, neurodiversity, and mental health. I got a great listener question into the inbox, which inspired this episode, and it made me rethink about the way that we manage our time with to-do lists. It's from May, who's in Queensland. She said, "Jane, last year something happened a week before Christmas that threw me in a good way, and I can't stop thinking about it. I lost my Christmas list, like the whole thing, gifts, food, all of it, presents, it disappeared. I turned the house upside down. I checked everywhere. And initially I panicked, but once I got past the panic, I actually relaxed. And it was the most chilled I've ever been before Christmas because I had no list, which meant no pressure. I couldn't keep track. I couldn't stay on top of it. I couldn't obsess. I couldn't add more things. There was no list. I wasn't going to restart one now. And you know what? Christmas happened. The kids had presents. People ate. Eventually, people called me when they needed me to pick something up. No one died because I didn't make 10 side dishes. And it was honestly the calmest I'd ever felt in December. And it was all because the list disappeared and then it all seemed to go away. So now it's Christmas again and I'm stuck because part of me is like, should I purposely not make a list? Should I lose the list? But then on the other side of it, I'm terrified because I think, what if I do forget something massive? What if everything does fall apart? What if I relax too much and something gets missed? And now I don't know when I'm meant to be done because my list never ends. I don't know about yours. So my question is, if losing the list made Christmas better last year, should I lose the list this year? And if I don't lose the list, how do I know when I'm done? Because my list never stops growing. Okay, so I love this and it actually made me rethink my list that I hang on to so tightly. I was like, maybe we should all lose our list. Like, it was a really great listener question. If you'd like to share your listener question, just go into the show notes and there's a form in there. So I don't think, in my personal opinion, that it was a fluke that it worked out last year. I feel like when you were looking and you eventually figured out there was no list, there was nothing to chase, it would have felt like a massive relief. Like as if somebody has just taken all of the things that you had to do and just shredded them up. Losing the list didn't take Christmas away, did it? But it did take the pressure out of your nervous system in that moment, like her whole shoulders and everything would have relaxed because there was nothing left to track. She didn't even know where she was supposed to be. Because in that moment, you've got a choice. Do you try and refigure out what you should have been doing and grab all the stuff, or do you just let it go? And she chose to let it go and had a great Christmas. If there's nothing to measure yourself against, nothing to add, no notes, no to-do list, no plan, then I'm not surprised she felt really calm and free. And that wasn't an accident. That would have been the first time all month that her body wasn't like bracing for the next thing. That huge mental load would have been the relief. So it makes complete sense that May is now like, should I just not have a list? Because that seemed to work well. Like she almost wants somebody to take it or to lose it again. And she clearly remembers the relief. And it's the 23rd of December when this episode is being released. So your brain is probably in some kind of fear state. Do I let it all go at this point? Is enough enough? Or do I hold it together so tightly to make sure that nothing goes wrong and I do as much as I can? It makes sense that a lot of ADHD mums don't know when we're done. If you're hyperactive, you could just keep going and going. Or if you're more of an inattentive ADHDer, you may find it takes a lot for you to get going. And then in those moments where you're procrastinating, you're adding more to it, but you're never getting that spark, getting up and go. So that not have a list would feel a big relief either way. And the list doesn't end because expectations never end. A lot of us have been taught that being a good mum means staying on top of things and trying to have a manageable task list where you get things done. This can create guilt and shame if you're inattentive and you struggle with that, or can create a lot of anxiety if you're more hyperactive or a mix. So why does this happen more so to ADHD mums? There is something called allostatic load. Allostatic load is the cumulative cost to your brain and your body if it's been in stress mode for too long. So it's kind of like the total weight that your body carries when you're trying to keep everyone alive, feed everybody, basically organized, kind of emotionally regulated and vaguely happy for some of us. But for ADHD mums, we can hit that limit really quick. And it's not because we're less capable, although we do have less executive function and all kinds of other things, but because your brain has to manually think through things that other people do automatically. And sometimes we have to do that for multiple people that live with us. And this is why when people say, oh, so why are so many mums being diagnosed with ADHD? I just want to say back two words, cumulative load. That's what that is. So a simple task sometimes has lots of hidden steps. Every noise in the house is input into our sensory load. Decisions can also drain us. And expectation is another thing that your brain adds to the invisible mental inbox at this point. So on top of this at Christmas, we've got shoes, gifts, cousins, timing, meltdown, social energy, food issues, the emotional management. It just piles into the same overloaded system, which is your brain. So for May, when the list disappeared, the load collapsed. The nervous system just dipped for the first time in weeks and because ADHD mums live in a high load state, much more than neurotypical parents. We have more internally that we are going through, all the input, emotional, anxiety, masking, shame, all of it in there. But the external load is also a lot more. We have a lot more planning, remembering, thinking, school admin, therapy, household labor. We are also doing more emotional caretaking. We are also possibly adding in personal assistant role for multiple members of the family. So when that load stays high, your system can move into just collapse. And that's what I call the December crash. So if we reflect back into May's story, which is that she lost the list and felt calm, because when you drop the demands out and you drop the load out, the nervous system immediately changes state and your body finally says, I can stop bracing for impact, basically. And this is why it felt so big for May. It wasn't about losing the piece of paper. It was about the weight that the list was holding for her at that moment and feeling free of it. And this is why it feels scary now, because for May, I would imagine that her brain isn't actually worried about forgetting the hand when we sing a present. She's probably more anticipating return of the mental load and wishing that it could be taken, which is, don't we all? And that's what allostatic load does. It makes those tiny things at that point feel bigger. And it's not even back to the size of the task, which is a lot bigger in December, but more so because your system is already carrying too much. So for a lot of us, the idea of making a list feels like stepping back into survival mode. If someone offers to help us and they want us to make them a list, we feel like even that is too much for some of us. The fear from May may not be about Christmas falling apart. It might be her nervous system remembering what it was like and not wanting to go back there. And that is probably a very normal feeling that a lot of us have, where some ADHD mums will talk about dreading Christmas. And it's not Christmas necessarily, like I would show up, of course, but it's all of the things behind the scenes. So once you see it like that, the load, the list, this part gets clearer because your whole body knows this already. Are we done when we say we're done, or are we done when you lose the list or time runs out or you finish the list? And the way that you work out what you hold this year, it's not a checklist. It's not productivity. It should be going back to yourself and you telling the truth in real time about how you feel and what you can actually do and what your capacity is. Because you can decide ahead of time what you're actually willing to carry, what matters, what feels human, and what your body can hold without bracing for impact the whole time. If you'd like to know more about that, I actually have an episode called Bracing for Impact that's in the show notes. And the cue isn't from the list. It should be your body. That moment in your chest when it tightens, when your breath is shallow, when your brain is buzzing and it's 2 a.m., that you feel overwhelmed, there is a part of you that's whispering, hey, that's enough. You're done. Like, you're so done. It's not perfect, but it's done and it's good enough. And that there is how we know when we're done. Our body tells us when we're done. So what should May do this year? This year isn't about recreating the chaos of losing the list. Like, you don't want to be trying to lose it and wishing you lose it, because of course you'll never lose it that way. But it's about recreating the relief of losing the list without actually losing it. And that is actually a lot simpler and easier to achieve than what your brain thinks it is. You don't have to throw the list out the window on purpose. And you don't have to be from either being so reliant on the list to tracking nothing. You can just decide ahead of time, what are you willing to hold and what are you not going to carry this year? That's it. You can pick the parts that matter. You can drop the parts that break you. And the moment that your body starts bracing with dread, the tight chest, the buzzing, the panic, that's your sign that you're done. Because you said you're done, not because the list is finished or the season is perfect or somebody else came over and signed you a permission slip or every person's needs are satisfied so you can rest. For May, Christmas didn't fall apart last year and it's not going to fall apart this year either. But the risk is more that we ADHD mums are carrying more than our human body can hold. Now, if this is feeling new, strange, way too much, that's okay. You've spent years carrying more than anyone saw, and we've been living with this conditioning that we just move to the next task, and that's where our value is. But pushing past all of the signals from your body that you should stop isn't success. You're allowed to stop before you burn out, shatter, or cry. You're allowed to just call it done without earning it or having somebody tell you. You're allowed to build a Christmas that doesn't cost you your whole self. And May already knows what it feels like to put that load down, and that's why she's chasing it this year. Her nervous system remembers it, and she's like, how can I get that? So it's the 23rd of December. If you are still going with your list, come back to yourself and check in, because maybe you're actually done. If this landed in your body today, if it softened something or made sense, here is a tool that's waiting for you. The Energy Accounting Guide is in the show notes. It's free. It will help you see your nervous system in a way that you will know what you can actually do and what you can't, and how to manage your energy. Not in the way that other people expect you to manage your energy, in the way that you can. And it's different for everybody, depending on where they're at that time. If this hit a nerve, if you love this episode, if it reminded you of your own December story, there is a confession wall in the show notes and a listener question. Please connect with me and tell me how you're feeling. You don't have to hold this alone. I'd love to hear from you. Please share this episode with a friend, send me a review, or fill out one of the listener questions or the confession box in the show notes. And thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Quick announcement. Did you know that we have an ADHD mum's shop filled with resources designed just for you? These resources are packed with answers to the most frequently asked questions I get sent in via email. Everything from understanding ADHD and autism to practical tips for daily life. There's also a free assessment tool. If you're wondering about ADHD or autism for yourself or your little one, don't forget to check out the free assessment tool under free resources section on my website, adhdmums.com.au.